This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Just dial in toll free to take control of the airwaves here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything you would like. And I'm hearing myself talking back.
Yeah, we had that same problem last night coming across the ISDN, so we were just on the access.
Okay, gotcha. I'll give the board op a heads up. I'm sure they'll be able to solve it. But anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, mouth swabs may be coming to a Canada near you. Vincent has that story.
Is there more than one Canada?
Not that I know of. I bet there's like a Canada, New Hampshire or something like that. There's probably places called Canada in New Hampshire or around the country. But no, in this case, we're talking about the country, which is where you're from originally, Vincent.
And where my mother's from, yeah.
So we'll talk about that coming up here in a little bit. But to start out tonight, you got an interesting story, Daryl, about the border wall, this proposed border wall. And by the way, Vincent is a Trump supporter. And we'll see how long that lasts for after Trump actually gets into office and starts doing, you know, not so freedom oriented things. He's even got the hat. He's bringing it out.
There are no brakes on the Trump train, Ian. That's what you forgot.
Wow. So I since we are going there, I saw something online earlier today that I thought was absolutely hilarious, where it said, "Oh, so conservatives wouldn't protest if Trump lost the election? When Obama won, you literally went colonial LARPer." And it had a picture of people wearing the tri-corner hats and ringing bells and dressing like the, you know, colonial era people.
Was that when the Tea Party started?
Yeah, after Obama's... It wasn't immediately after the election, but it was right around the time of the inauguration when all of the "taxed enough already" things propped up, and Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin jumped on board, and people were, you know, like reliving colonial stuff. That was protest.
Yeah, but did they actually tar and feather anybody, or, you know, destroy any property, kill any redcoats? I mean, they didn't do any of that kind of stuff, right?
No, I
LARPing is live action role play, not reenactment. Right. So, you know, if you're LARPing, you're not actually going to tar and feather people. You're just going to pretend to do whatever the thing you're pretending to do.
Well, but some of the, you know, some of the protests post Trump's election have involved some destruction, right? Like some destruction of some windows, some buildings. That kind
I don't think there's been any tar and feathering.
No.
Or any redcoats being slaughtered.
I'm just saying, it's not really comparing apples and oranges, or I mean, it's not comparing apples and apples if you are talking about a violent protest versus a bunch of conservatives standing around in a park talking on a PA system. I don't really think they're quite the same thing.
And I'm not going to back different types of protest. Yeah. Both of them are protests.
Sure.
But there's, in this case, from what I think Ian's trying to go on about is, there's some riots going on, too, like in Oakland. And the one difference is the Tea Party protests happened in, like, D.C., where the people who were protesting against lived, while some of these a lot of these protests are all happening in states that went to Hillary.
No, there were Tea Party protests all over the country.
Oh, and I'm saying, like, the main focus, I remember when I was back, it was, like, around, I forget when, it was, like, around the 2010s, there was a big one in D.C., while the current protests and some riots going on were in, like, California, were in, Massachusetts, New York, all these places, all blue places that went for Hillary. So that's just one difference I'm putting out there.
Right, and I'm not saying that they're the exact same. I'm not even saying that they're protesting for the same reasons. I'm just saying that there were protests after Obama got elected as well.
Sure, okay.
But the conservatives want to pretend that that didn't happen.
I see. But it wasn't immediately afterwards.
Right, it was like when he took office.
Okay. Yeah. Again,
they were protesting that somebody that they didn't like got elected.
Sure. Not the same, though. Not exactly the same. I mean, I'm not going to go to the
I'm not saying it's the exact same thing.
Well, it's not that Obama got elected. It's the policies he put in, which I will give that probably the people protesting against Trump's policies.
President Obama on, like, his first day, you can't be protesting the policies that he is implementing because nothing has been implemented yet.
That's true. All right, so the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Daryl, you've got a story about some Native Americans along the border, the southern border.
Yes.
That we'll want to get into here in a moment, but first, and what they're doing is really interesting, and it has to do with the proposed border wall. Let's go first, though, to Wiz Khalifa in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wiz.
Hey, guys. I got in really quick tonight. That's awesome. Anyway,
that's
I was
easy.
Calling about Elon Musk. Last night they were talking about Elon Musk taking government subsidies to do to make Tesla and SpaceX and stuff. And they were kind of slamming Elon Musk a lot. And I'm a big fan, you know. And so I just was calling to disagree because if the government's going to give you money, I mean, I would start a business and take government subsidies anyway. I mean, I'm so against government subsidies. But,
Daryl, you were here
like
last night. Is that
checks or something?
Is that an accurate representation of what was going on the air, that he was getting slammed?
Mainly by Chris Reitman, not to throw Chris under the bus, but Chris was the main one that was talking, you know, about, you know, he's not necessarily a fan of Elon Musk because the man has made about $4 billion on the backs of American taxpayers. And
well, more
some
power
of this,
to the man
on.
For getting $4 billion out of the federal government. I mean, I would love to cash in
Hold on. Wait. There's no way he got $4 billion in subsidies.
Over the span of him running all of his businesses, yes, he's
really?
Gotten about $4 billion
wow.
in subsidies.
That is a lot of money.
Some of those are in direct government contracts. Some of those are in other things to where, you know, taxpayer dollars have gone to him. And very few of them are in tax breaks.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and hang up because I got to go. But do you know how much weed I could buy with that money? With $4 billion?
What does that have to do with anything?
How much could other people buy if they weren't having that money stolen from them to be given to Elon Musk?
The argument would be, and thanks, Wiz, I'll try to argue for you here. Thank you for the call tonight. Even though I don't agree with welfare, I don't think he was necessarily agreeing with welfare. I think the argument is, look, the money's already been stolen. Whether it goes to Elon Musk
Not in all
or,
the cases. There have been times where Elon Musk has gone and lobbied for special things.
Really?
So it's not, oh, you're already doing this. I'll take some of that.
Yeah.
It's, hey, here's look at this thing I'm doing. You should give me some money so I can keep doing this.
So what you're saying is they've created new programs just for him?
Not just for him.
Yeah.
But at his urging and the urging of a few other, you know, multi-billionaires that have said, oh, yeah, we can do that, too.
And doesn't this guy claim to be a libertarian?
He claims to be.
Well, and his, you know, like, his stuff has been failures recently. All these rockets exploding. I didn't know he was
really?
Getting government money. Well, yeah, it wasn't recently one of his rockets exploded.
I don't remember if it was one of his or one of the rockets from Jeff Bezos. But yeah,
the Amazon guy.
Yeah. But one of them had a rocket explode
Damn.
On the launch pad.
And I didn't know it was government money, taxpayer money. But if at the time, had I known, I would have been furious. I would have been like, wow, all these people being taxed and having their money stolen.
The NASA contracts that he's gotten, you know, that's all straight taxpayer money.
Well, you know, there's an argument that if you accept the government subsidies, it doesn't mean you're not a libertarian. It just means that you're taking money that they're handing out. You're getting money that you're getting back. Because, I mean, he is a businessman. He's probably paid quite a bit in taxes.
Right.
I doubt it's $4 billion.
There's a difference between, oh, they're handing this out anyway. Let me go reclaim some.
Versus lobbying for
Versus lobbying and saying, you should give me special favors because I'm doing X.
It was the Falcon 9 SpaceX explosion. So it was his rocket.
And when was this?
A couple of months ago. It had that. We talked about it because it had the Facebook satellite where Zuckerberg wanted to wind up giving a bunch of internet to people. And what we were talking about last night, SpaceX had made a filing with the FCC. They want to launch 4,400 satellites into space to wind up giving or providing satellite internet.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. I was actually just tonight hooking up a new business in the area with Bitcoin, which is very exciting. I don't want to say who it is quite yet, but very, very exciting. And I installed, of course, a wallet for the business owner, right? So like when you're starting up a business on Bitcoin, you want to get them a merchant services company like BitPay. Yes. You want to hook them up with that. But they also probably should have their own wallet. And, of course, I recommended and installed for him the Jax wallet, which you can get, too. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live. And not only will it hold Bitcoin, but it'll also hold a bunch of other currencies. Getting too many. They're getting to be too many to actually remember them all on the Jax wallet. But it definitely has Bitcoin. It's got Ether. It's got Litecoin. Dash. It's got Dash if you don't have the Apple version. The Apple version had to pull Dash because Apple's a bunch of jerks. But otherwise, the Apple version has pretty much everything else that the Jax wallet does. And Jax is also available cross-platform, so not just Apple and Android, but also Linux, Mac, Windows. So you can have access to your Bitcoin pretty much on any device you might be using. Jax is great for that. There's also Shapeshift integration that allows for a frictionless, easy exchange between currencies. And Jax was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener and the creator of the Crypto Kit. It's super easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax, and they're striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Just go to jax.io, JAXX.io. As we continue here, Daryl, you've got a story about some Native Americans, and I think we pretty much discussed the whole protest thing, so let's move into that story. Where's it coming from, by the way?
Washington Post.
All right.
For a 75-mile swath of the Sonoran Desert in Arizona, specked with mountains and tall saguaros that straddles the border with Mexico, the Tohono O'odham Nation, well, that reservation, which is about the size of Connecticut, is not exactly playing along with Donald Trump's plans. Border Patrol agents and a steel fence already make it difficult, the article here says, for the O'odham people to freely cross the border to visit relatives and traditional sacred sites in Mexico.
Right. It used to be easy, decades ago, to just walk across the southern border. It was no problem whatsoever. And now life has become more difficult.
But building a wall, which President-elect Donald Trump has planned to do, would cement that division even further. In light of Trump's victory, Tohono O'odham National or Tohono O'odham Nation tribal leaders said they would refuse to support building a wall on their land. The vice chairman of the tribe, Verlin Jose, said, "Over my dead body will a wall be built." What do you think about this, Mr. Trump supporter?
Well, I have a name, Daryl. good for them. I'm not sure what exactly the treaty they have or what status the you said it was a reservation, right?
Yes, the Tohono O'odham Nation.
Good for them if they don't want to have a wall. I imagine it's in their right not to put it, and we'll just build around it, and that's less money that Mexico has to pay for it.
Well, no, it would be a little bit more, right? Because in order to build around it, they're going to have to use more wall.
And then separate, so you want to build a wall to separate the Tohono O'odham Nation from the rest of the United States?
No, I said, from what I was going on about was you'd say, we're on the radio so I can't do it with my hands, but the wall, the wall goes da-da-da-da-da, and then there's the chunk of the reservation, then it doesn't go around it, it just skips over that, because it's the reservation's problem of whoever, comes through. From what I understand, even at some points, the Border Patrol, they have choke points of where they patrol, because some parts of the desert are so hostile and inhospitable that people who try and cross, they die. That's why they have to depend on coyotes or, these professional human smugglers to get across, and that could be very dangerous in itself. And, it's their sovereignty. I believe in sovereignty for the U.S., and I also believe in sovereignty for these Native American reservations. So it's all in their, it's in their power to do what they want with their land.
Well, okay, but do you support the border wall? I mean, I don't want to jump to a conclusion that because you support Trump means you support the border wall, and I think that Daryl did jump to that conclusion. So,
Yeah, it's I appreciate that. Yeah, I think there needs to be a border. Yeah, I do support the border wall.
You do understand that when you have a fence, it keeps people in, too.
Right? Yeah.
And that's okay with you? You know, the idea that Americans could be basically locked into this country and not allowed to leave at some point because of that border wall?
Well, leave to where? Mexico? Yeah. I imagine however bad the U.S. becomes, Mexico's not going to be any better. But I do understand
there's actually a sizable number of Americans that do expatriate to Mexico.
Well, that's all the very nice, rich areas where you don't have all the, you know, the murder and violence and
but it's still in Mexico.
No, I know. Yeah.
You do know that most of the murder that goes on is really only between drug gangs for the most part. It doesn't really affect a whole lot of the average folks. I mean, you could get caught
depends
up in
on, you know, it depends on where you are. Like in,
you could also get shot to death in Chicago.
No, I understand. Yeah, yeah, we should build a wall around Chicago too. But
I don't know if you're serious or joking.
Oh, I'm not on Off Air Live. No, yeah, I'm serious. Yeah, we should build a wall around Chicago and Detroit.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
And L.A.
Jose said he invites Trump to visit the reservation to see why a physical border wall would not be a good idea for the tribe or the country.
Mm-hmm.
Without the tribe's support, Trump would be forced to accept a 75-mile-wide gap in his wall. Federal law requires the Bureau of Land Management to consult with tribal governments before making any changes to land use. Trump's only option for building a wall on the land would be through a standalone bill in Congress that would have to condemn the land and remove it from the trust of the Tohono O'odham Nation, which is recognized by law as an autonomous tribal government. Amy Wan, a tribe member and co-founder of the Tohono O'odham, word that I am not even going to try to pronounce, Rights Network, said a border wall would be devastating, not only for the tribe, but for the animals, for wildlife, and water that flows across the border. It would make it even harder for tribe members to visit and care for burial sites in Mexico. She said, the effects would be bigger than ourselves. As a people, as a community, it would be a literal separation from our home. Half of the traditional lands of our people are in Mexico.
I want to continue this discussion here. We got your calls and thoughts, though, to go to. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And also, Vincent, when I became a libertarian, there was this quiz, the world's smallest political quiz that I took. And the one question that I didn't get as libertarian was about borders. And so this is an issue that I used to think, well, you gotta have a border, you gotta have a border wall or, you know, security or whatever. And I ended up changing how I thought about that because I discovered the principles of liberty. And the border wall is a clear violation to those principles.
Well,
we can dig into that here in a moment here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE because you can't hold both views. You can't hold the view that you support liberty and support a border wall. And we'll explain that coming up here in a moment. We'll take your calls first. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want to discuss. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more to come on the border wall situation. But first, go to your phone calls and thoughts. Start up with Mark in Florida, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Mark.
Hi. Trump may be a wild card, but I'm very happy the U.S. seal of rejection was firmly applied to Hillary Clinton's posterior for posterity. I'm just wondering if she's going to wind up in an orange jumpsuit.
I would highly doubt that. I mean, when was the last time a federal government high-level politician ended up going to prison for anything?
It's been a while.
Well, when was the last time a reality TV star became a president of a country?
I see what you're saying. But when was the last time? I mean, it's an honest question. When was it?
Well, when does somebody who works for the government have a government job, gets a government paycheck, how do they manage to legally make millions of dollars? That's just beyond me.
Well, in their case, anyway, there was a... Well, if you want the answer to the question, they have made a bunch of money by doing speaking gigs, the Clintons. You get paid like $100,000 to go to some college and give a commencement address or something like that, those kinds of deals.
Yeah, but you could really dig into that and come up with all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's a bunch of back scratching going on. There was an interesting story that we never ended up talking about just because it was too in-depth and we just never got around to it, where I believe it was actually the Young Turks who did a really interesting kind of investigative report into the Clintons and showed a lot of this back scratching that that's been going on with the Clinton Foundation, and they basically just tore these people up, which was interesting because the Young Turks are a lefty talk radio show on YouTube. They used to have an actual radio show, but they've been on YouTube for several years. And it was interesting seeing them go after the Clintons like that. I guess they aren't big fans of them because they tore them to shreds and really just showed how corrupt they were with some of this business that they were doing with their so-called charity.
Kind of brings us right back to that orange jumpsuit, doesn't it?
Well, again, I wouldn't
Hillary does have an orange pantsuit that kind of looks like an orange jumpsuit.
I wouldn't get my hopes up, dude. I mean, look, that requires the government prosecutors to go after essentially their old boss. And to some extent, the sort of the status quo in Washington, D.C. is a whole lot of fake hatred towards one another.
Right.
I mean, look, we've seen plenty of pictures of George Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, palling around with Bill Clinton. We've seen pictures with Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, Barack Obama and, you know, George Bush.
Not to mention the Clintons with Donald Trump at some country club.
Yep, absolutely. So, look, all these people are buddies. They don't want you to think that they are.
Jesse Ventura was correct when he said politics is like pro wrestling.
For ugly people.
And yeah. He didn't say for ugly people.
Okay.
But he said in front of the crowds, they're bitter rivals, but, you know, in the back, they're having beers with one another.
And presumably he would know a thing or two about that, given that he was the governor of Minnesota for, 4 years?
And he was a pro wrestler for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. And he may be appearing on Free Talk Live.
Times with Trump.
Yes, indeed, Mark. Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We may end up having Jesse Ventura on Free Talk Live coming up Tuesday night.
Interesting.
There's a good chance that's going to happen. Apparently, he's written a book about marijuana legalization, and is, you know, I guess he's been out about that for many years, but now he's got a book about it, and he's got like a tie-dye t-shirt on the cover and everything, and it looks pretty fun. So we'll talk to him about stuff on Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we can get into the general discussion in a moment about the border wall and border security with Vincent here, who is apparently not only in favor of a border wall on the southern border, but also around the city of Chicago.
And Detroit.
And other cities as well.
Well, what about the nearly 5,000-mile border between the U.S. and Canada?
That was going to be my question, yeah. Where you're originally, your family's originally from.
Wait, it's called coniferous forest, called the trees. No, that's not
a wall. A forest is not a wall.
Yeah.
No, I know. No, I don't think Canada poses that big of a threat.
What's the threat exactly from Mexico?
From Mexico? Well, you know, you have these, in my opinion, you know, it's the drugs, and you have all these refugees from places like in my...
Get rid of the drug war, then that won't be an issue.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we need a measure in between. I don't see the drug war going away anytime soon. Also, you have all these people from, like, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, all coming up. And I will give you this. The border wall...
There's nothing wrong with people from those places coming up. If they're looking for a better life for themselves,
laws, though. If they come here legally, yeah, that's fine.
I don't have any laws. I didn't pass any laws.
Yeah, but I have to pay taxes for all this welfare. I have to pay taxes for all the, I can't find words.
So the jails?
Not the jails. I do have to pay taxes for all the services we're getting of, like, you know, these centers and stuff. If a church wants to bring up a bunch of these people up here, fine. Yeah, I don't care. And while during commercial, I thought...
You mean if it's paid for privately?
Yes, exactly, yes. Uh-huh. And with these services now, in some cases, they have ICE busing people around to, you know, to centers, migrant detention centers, where then they just let them go in some cases. I'm against that because my taxpayer dollar, what little taxes I pay recently, it goes to that. And, you know, that's my private property going to that.
But your taxes also go to pay for the U.S. military bombing people around the world.
Yeah, I don't like that either. But I have to triage it where I can. And I was doing something over commercial break. And if, say, I don't think the wall is totally necessary if we could get ICE to start doing their job and patrolling it again, which they've been kind of lax during the Obama presidency.
So how many people should be on the border? You mean as far as patrolling? Yeah.
Should it be like a giant
game of Red Rover to where you've got ICE agents standing there shoulder to shoulder, and if somebody can break through the line, then they get to stay?
I'm not an expert on it, but I think that there should be a decent amount of surveillance and men on the ground, and also to take a look at the checkpoints of if there's a stretch of desert that's inhospitable and it's very hard for them to get through, like Mad Max territory. I don't think they need a big human meat shield of people guarding it. But some places like, you know, border towns or something, yeah, I do think there should be people there, you know, patrolling. Yeah, I think there should be, you know, men on the ground there, and other places or like the wilderness or something, at least have drones or whatever flying over there, or even just men in helicopters. I'm not that big of a fan of drones.
By the way, Vincent, you said that that the Border Patrol hasn't been doing its job or whatever, but yeah, according to the internet and various different news sources and even Snopes.com, check the claim, there were a record number of people that were deported from the United States during the Obama administration.
That's what
they
I
changed
thought.
The definition of what deporting means compared. I forget exactly what it was, but there's like turning people around and such. But like you have like sanctuary cities also. That's what I'm talking about. It's like I should be going into these sanctuary cities and deporting people.
All right, I thought you said that you supported autonomy of different places.
No, the sanctuary cities are in the U.S., so I said I support the autonomy of Native American reservations.
Oh, so you don't support, say, the San Francisco City Council saying that certain federal laws don't apply here?
No, I don't.
So you don't support the idea of nullification?
I do, but in the case of, say, as you say, San Francisco, they pick and choose what they want to enforce in terms of, like,
well,
why
should
federal
law. Right, so that's... That's the concept of nullification.
Yeah, nullification is where it's, you know, not secession, not quite
yeah,
to that point.
Federal law is unjust. We are not going to have our police enforce that law here.
Right. Or it could just be also, well, you know, we just don't want to get your hand out. Because a lot of times nullification can be like, oh, well, here's this bribe money from the federal government you guys to pass a law against seatbelts or, like, you know, forcing people to use seatbelts.
Right.
So in New Hampshire refuses to obey that, and they say, nope, we're not going to accept your money. And so they don't get the $1 million or whatever it is the federal government's handing out to bribe them to do it. But at the same time, they also have the ability to say no to the federal government.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I mean, yeah. Okay, so in some cases...
Hold that thought. We'll continue the discussion here, whether it's deporting or whether it's the border wall. I think there are a lot of really important issues that we can discuss here tonight. I'm glad we've got Vincent here to do it. Because you and I, Daryl, we're just not going to have as good... We're just not going to not be able to play devil's advocate as well on this issue. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Daryl.
Also, ride-sharing has gone totally free market now with the newest edition of Cell 411. Version 5 came out a few weeks back. And actually just got updated again today with some tweaks and some improvements to the ride sharing. I didn't get a breakdown on what those were, but knowing Virgil and the crew over at Cell 411, they're going to be useful. They're going to be, you know, just great. Cell 411 is a great piece of software. It is the killer app for anybody with a smartphone. Not only could it save your life due to its emergency response, the decentralized emergency response features, it now has ride sharing, which means that anybody anywhere with cell phone coverage can use this ride sharing feature. There was an interesting blog post over at FreeKeen just, I think, yesterday by Shire Dude, where he talked about he wanted to put Cell 411 to the test without, you know, reaching out to anyone in advance. He just sent out a ride request. He's in Manchester, New Hampshire, so not the biggest city in the world, but the biggest one in New Hampshire, about a population of about 100,000 people. So I'm just going to share his experience here real quick. We'll talk more about the border wall here in moments. Of course, you can call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. He said his request radius to 15 miles, meaning the person who wants the ride can decide, you know, from what length of a distance, what radius away, you know, drawing a circle around yourself.
Yes.
From how far away drivers should be able to respond should they want to. So he chose 15 miles because if you want to wait longer, you might be able to expand it to 20 miles if somebody's willing to make that trip. Obviously, you're going to pay more if somebody has to drive all the way out to get you.
Right.
So keeping the radius as small as possible makes sense. According to the app, he says there were 100 drivers within 15 miles. That's incredible.
Yes.
Within a couple of minutes, he received a driver's offer, because what happens is you say, here I am, here's where I want to go, and then the ride request goes out to the entire Cell 411 network, and then each driver can respond.
Well, the entirety of the network fits within that area.
Right. And then each driver can respond individually, and they can send you and say, oh, well, you know, I can come pick you up. Here are my rates. And each driver gets to decide their rates, which is a huge change from what Uber and Lyft do, where Uber and Lyft decide what the driver's rates are. Uber and Lyft decide what driver you get.
First person to respond.
That's how it works with Uber. Here, so again, he said within a couple of minutes, he received a driver's offer. He says, it's a reasonable price, but I don't immediately accept it. 1 minute after that, my neighbor, who lives in my building across the hallway, undercut that price by $1. A couple of minutes after, plus he's your neighbor, so he's right there. You don't have to wait for him to show up. A couple of minutes after that, my friend sent a Facebook message. His girlfriend saw my request. She's not available to drive, but he is. Even though he hadn't set up the app, he'd become part of Cell411's ride-hailing experiment. I got the ride, he said, paid my friend, and even tipped him with a double almond milk latte. So, successful Cell411 ride, the first known ride to happen in Manchester, New Hampshire. We had one happen here in Keene a couple of weeks ago, or a few weeks ago, when the app first launched.
Which was actually the first ride to happen using Cell411.
That's correct. So, it's there. It's working now. Obviously, the more of a population there is in your area, the more likely you're going to get ride offers from drivers.
And no karma, nothing to unlock.
Yep, no jumping through hoops. All you have to do
no
to be
constitutions.
All you have to do to be a driver here is a photo of yourself and a picture of your car, and that's it. That there's no approval process that I'm aware of. It's just that's what the app requires you to do is put a photo in and a photo of the car. So you probably could fake the photos, but it won't work on people. Like if you put a cartoon character or something like that, that'll probably make people nervous about hiring you as you know, as their ride.
I don't know. I'd kind of like to have a ride with Donald Duck.
Well, then, you know, then maybe you'd give that person a good rating. But there's also a rating system involved. So if you make somebody feel uncomfortable as a driver, you're going to get bad ratings, and then people are going to pass on you if you start offering rides to people. So there's already a rating system built in. It's a great app. Go check it out for yourself at getcell411.com, getcell411.com, or go to your Google or Apple App Store. So we've been talking about the border wall, and what started the whole conversation was an Indian tribe that has a swath of land that you said was like 75 miles in width.
Yes, the Tohono O'odham Nation that, from what I'm seeing here, the tribe is basically cut, not quite in half, but
by the border.
They're cut by the border.
Right.
So some of the communities are in Mexico, and the remainder are in Arizona.
And so what they're saying is, you know, this is our sovereign territory. This is a sovereign nation, an Indian nation, and we are not going to participate with this wall. If this actually comes to fruition, we're not going to participate.
Correct.
And was there more to that story? Because
there is.
We can keep getting. I want to get deeper into the issue of just immigration in general, and you know the ICE enforcement and all that. I've been making notes. We'll come back to that, but I want to make sure we get this story out.
Yeah. So 9 of the communities of this tribe are in Mexico, just south of the 2.8 million acres that are in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Much of the land is separated by only the border. Traditionally, the Tohono O'odham land once extended south into Sonora, Mexico, and north past Phoenix, to the west, to the Gulf of California, and to the east, to the San Pedro River. So it used to be absolutely huge.
Mm.
But the Gadsden Purchase of 1853, the land became divided between the United States and Mexico. Decades ago, only a 3-strand barbed wire fence existed on the border, and tribe members could cross easily into and out of the United States. But after the 2006 Secure Fence Act, which aimed to line the border with additional barriers, waist-high metal posts were built, according to the Arizona Daily Star. O'odham tribe members became accustomed to seeing Border Patrol checkpoints on their land and agents driving through it. Some in the community initially welcomed the checkpoints as a way to address the drug cartels crossing the border illegally, but many in the tribe are now protesting what they see as a militarization of their home. One of the people interviewed said it really creates a culture of fear. Like all Americans, tribe members must produce passports and border ID each time they enter the United States, according to the tribe's website, Border Patrol has on numerous occasions detained and deported members of the tribe for crossing the border, practicing migratory traditions essential to their religion, economy, and culture.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like a sovereign nation to me, right? If the government has some level of control over it, it's not truly sovereign.
Right.
So it's sovereign in name
sovereign
only.
Sovereign in name only,
yeah.
To where FedGov gets to decide what autonomy they have, and they can revoke it at any time.
But it's interesting watching some of the Native Americans out there because, like, for instance, the oil pipeline protests have been going on up in North Dakota. There have been a lot of Native Americans involved in that, as I understand it. And, you know, these are people who care deeply about their land, and they are willing to put some level of their own blood into the mix here and put their own bodies and freedom on the line. And I'm hoping that that's what we'll see happen here, where if Congress, you know, forces this border wall upon these people, that we'll see them, you know, physically opposing it, meaning, you know, you're going to have to run me over with that bulldozer or whatever, that kind of that level of protest is very well a possibility here. I mean, you're talking about dividing their land even more than it has already
right.
been. And it has already been an encumbrance upon their lives to have to go and just, you know, want to go visit your family, you know, 2 miles away. Well, you've got to jump through the Border Patrol's hoops. And that's not okay.
Customs officers have even prevented tribe members from transporting raw materials and goods. They've confiscated cultural and religious items such as feathers, pine leaves, and sweetgrass.
Wow.
High school students on the reservation were asked, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the word border? Students mentioned harassment, checkpoints, identity. The teacher, or one of the teachers at the high school, said they don't know what it's like to not have Border Patrol. They don't know what it's like to not go through checkpoints.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, some of us may have that perspective. I don't have it. I've never crossed a border prior to the border security, so I've never actually had that experience. Went up to Vermont last year, actually, at Derby Line, and observed how the border has killed that town. So, I mean, Vincent, you were talking earlier about how you support border walls, although you gave Canada an exemption.
Yes.
The current level of enforcement, which is basically a bunch of potted plants that have concrete in them, I mean, it's easy to walk across the border if that's what you want to do, but that current level of enforcement, and there are patrols going constantly down the streets of Derby Line, Vermont, that has killed that town. There really is nothing left in Derby Line except for some houses and a gas station. And apparently it used to be a bustling little burg. The toll-free number here is 855-453. Hour 2 is coming up.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.